The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great suffering at the hands of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it, Lord, this must never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan, you are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit them if they gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man is to come with his angels in the glory of his Father, and then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord.
In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The study of today's scriptures drew me to this title, Paying Attention to the Essential. To be honest, it didn't sound like a difficult task to pay attention to the essential. But on close examination, you kind of realize that every day we make choices that do not fit into the category of the essential. Is that necessarily a bad thing? In our world, maybe not. But I may still live okay if I don't focus on the essential. But Jesus explains to us that we cannot get to our destination if we don't know where we are going. The essential is needed. And don't worry, even if you have your GPS, if you do not know where you are going, you are not going to get there. So Jesus is pretty sure about that. And you may ask me, so what is this essential that is absolutely necessary for the kingdom of God? Jesus points us to what you would not probably have thought, to a category we call profitable. So I brought some of my didactic material here. It's a small basket that says profitable. Yeah, and we all have this basket inside of us where we put things in it that we think are good and profitable to us. And some of the parents tell their children, eat vegetables, you're going to have good eyesight. This is good for you. So that some of it is here. So I put some fruit in it because they are good for you. And I love them. Yeah, but here is a huge gap, however, in the kingdom of God between the choices that we make with a focus on divine things and the choices that we make that have a focus on human things. And so they don't mix in the kingdom of God. The essential has a formula that Jesus gave to his disciples, and Paul repeated it on several occasions. And this essential is like a map that Jesus was spreading in front of us to know and understand the destination of the kingdom of God. So we need the essential. So the details of this heavenly map started with Jesus admitting to his disciples and everybody who was there that he is the long-awaited Messiah. you can understand the excitement in in everybody who was there. Yes, this is amazing. We are going to be delivered. We are going to be delivered. This is great, because they are oppressed by the Romans, and they are saying, "Oh, you are the Messiah. This is great, because we're going to be delivered." But to their surprise, Jesus tells them that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great sufferings at the hand of Jewish leaders and be killed and be raised on the third day. So Peter reaches in his own inner basket of profitable and say, "That's not going to be good for us." No. And he says, "God forbid it, Lord. This must never happen to you." You know, the Jewish people, the way they think of their Messiah is like, he comes on a white horse and he delivered them from all those oppressors from Rome, and oops, their taxes all of a sudden will be staying in Israel. They are not going to go to Rome, to an emperor in Rome, but they were really into it very much. It's part of their lives. And so now Jesus is saying something else that is pretty different, and it's amazing that we, like Peter, do the same. What we think is profitable to us, what we put in this basket inside our lives, we end up not really being profitable to us. And that's what Jesus wanted for them to learn, that even though you think that's immediately what's profitable to you, but it really is not. And just, I want you to know, as a Christian, those who have followed Jesus, that maybe what is profitable to you does not really seem profitable to you at this time, but it really is. And Jesus wanted them to learn the true mission of the Messiah was to be the suffering servant, and for them to learn what it means to be a disciple of Jesus. In our own day, many people, they think that becoming a Christian is becoming part of a club. No, it is not. It is very much involved, more than involved than that. And so their basket of profitable needed to contain new things, not the things they think is good for them, but new things. We focus on God. This is what he said: "If any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." So like a cherry on the top, Jesus describes for us the essential formula. And listen to this. He says, "For those who want to save their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it." And he made me remember those who chose difficult roads in this world because of their faith. Tertullian was one of those first believers, very well early in the church. He told us that the blood of the martyrs are the seed of the church. Amongst the earliest followers of Christ that were executed for their faith were most of Jesus' disciples. Stephen in the book of Acts chapter 7. There is also Perpetua and Felicity, who were killed in North Africa in the year 203. Polycarp, Bishop Polycarp, was also murdered in Smyrna, which is modern Turkey. So you may ask, what was the problem? They would not sacrifice to pagan gods and burn incense to the emperor. And I'm sure if you and I look hard and deep, there might be equivalents of that in our own day. Their baskets of profitables were full of things focused on God. They resisted and ignored popular ways of their surviving in their era. Perhaps in our own day, we have to fit in and we have to do what other people do. We have to chant like other people. No, they would not do it. If that's not what their God taught them, they would not do it. And everybody else around them were persecuting them for not doing the same. Don't be popular just because things are popular. They abhorred anything calling them to be cozy with sin. They had all an inward journey that shows only the essential in their baskets of profitable. Only the essential, not the extras that every day we try to put in. And Paul reminded us what the essential will look for us, look like. And this is what he says: let your love be genuine. That is the essential. Let your love be genuine. You can pick one. Let your love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Outdo one another in showing honor. Serve the Lord. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Be generous and outdo one another. Outdo one another with doing good. Tell the others the good news of Jesus Christ in your community. People who are with you. Never avenge yourselves. If your enemies are hungry, feed them, give them something to drink. Overcome evil with good. Fill your baskets with what is good. Tell others about God's love. Outdo one another with doing good things. That's how we fill our baskets of profitables. Each one of those are just, Paul was telling the Romans, benefit others and perfectly fit Jesus' essential formula that says, deny yourself, lose your life for my sake. So I want you to invite you this morning to reason with Jesus when he says to us, for what will it profit me if I gain the whole world but lose my soul? What could I ever trade my soul for? Pay attention to the essential. Amen.